Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Everybody, it is Free Talk Live, the live call-in talk show radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you'd like to. Tonight in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And we are talking tonight about, well, more insanity. We're beginning to reach peak dumb. And apparently more lockdowns are coming, being implemented as we speak, not only in several locations in the U.S., but also around the globe, because, well, governments just don't have enough control over you and your lives and how you operate your business and when you can and can't go to work and keep your business open and when you must not be in the streets and all sorts of assorted other things. There is a little bit of good news, and that is 70 suburban businesses in the Chicago area have met and agree to continue serving their customers despite the state order.
No, wait a minute. Is it suburban businesses, or are they all restaurants? Because I thought they it was all restaurants.
They,
no?
Well, they are businesses. Restaurants would be a business.
Sure. But
it says 70 local businesses met Thursday night, agreeing to keep serving customers indoors despite the new state order. Now, I imagine these are all restaurants. At least the people that they've interviewed here with quotes are restaurateurs, for sure. Spiro Rumpus, owner of Keys Steak and Seafood in Glendale Heights, said his business is following social distancing and mask guidelines, but, quote, I'm not forcing any employees to be here. This is all by their will. I'm not forcing customers to be here. I totally respect and understand if somebody chooses not to come here, Rumpus said. He posted his announcement to Facebook on Wednesday and said the reaction has been mostly positive. They're going by everybody's rules and staying apart from everybody and cleaning and disinfecting, and I don't see a problem with it, customer Ron Tennant said. We're here to stay open, and we believe we live in a free country, Rumpus added. I'm sorry, Mr. Rumpus, I applaud you standing up to the state, but...
This is a guy in Illinois saying this.
Yeah, we do not live in a free country.
Look, I gotta say, I'm glad that some people have found their limit.
Yes.
That's good, right? I don't want to make fun of somebody for being late to the party, right? Okay, great. You're finally putting your foot down, and you're saying, this is far enough.
Yes.
We've jumped through all these hoops. Look at all the hoops we're jumping through.
And we're not going to take it anymore.
Yeah. No, I mean, good. I'm glad that they've decided to do this, and I hope that it doesn't result in them being arrested or possibly...
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said police can issue citations to restaurants and bars that defy state order, potentially removing their liquor licenses. Of course, we know that already here on Free Talk Live. The governor also said police will likely start with issuing warnings prior to giving citations for neglecting to follow his new requirements for the four regions. Rupus said, I'm not trying to do this to be a martyr or a hero. I'm just trying to do this to put food on my table, to put food on my employees' table, and to keep the community going. So you're right. He has reached his limit. He's had enough of it. He's finally taking a stand.
Well, he can see the writing on the wall. He knows that if he doesn't do this, he's going to go out of business.
Yep.
Okay, you either do what you're told and you never open again because, well, you've just whittled down your customer base and whittled down your employee base and you've still got to pay rent this whole time. So, you either do what you're told and fail, or you can take a risk and go up against the state, and maybe you can keep your doors open if they don't come and absolutely crush you under the treads of their tanks.
Right.
So to speak.
People,
the Bearcat.
People are under this illusion that just because somebody says they're from government that you have to listen to what they say. These people have no right to tell you how to run your business at all.
None. They don't. But unfortunately, you have given them that control by asking them for permission in the first place.
Well, I realize licensing, yes.
Yeah, and I understand why they do it. right? Like our former co-host Chris Reitman has been working on opening up a convenience store this year, and part of that process has been begging state agents for government permits.
Yep.
I get why they do it. It's just, really, we have no one to blame but ourselves.
Well, licensing is when they take away your right to do something and sell it back to you for a cost at the threat of, well, government agents, men with guns and costumes with badges going to come and either revoke your license, and then if you continue to do business, they purport the authority to throw you into a cage and or end your life if you resist.
It's a misdemeanor charge, I believe, the second time in New Hampshire. We did the research, I think it was the real Christopher Cantwell in our chat room there. He found the actual statutes. It's a violation the first time if you're, like, running a restaurant without permission slip, and then after that it's a misdemeanor. So you might go to jail. Because they take their monopoly on control very, very seriously. And they can't possibly have somebody out there doing what they want. Because if there's a business owner out there who's like, oh, well, I'm just going to open my doors without a license. Come on in. Oh, you don't feel comfortable? Fine. You don't have to come in. You feel comfortable? Come on in. We'll serve you. You can take whatever risks you want. We've got third-party certifications over here. We don't need the government license to prove to you that we're clean. We don't need the government license to prove to you that we're safe. We can do all of that on our own through market mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
And if that happened, the government would crack down on that person because it makes them look like they are not needed.
And that's when the militia is needed
to stand
to come
by
out and give them the support they need, keep their business open.
Yeah, that would be really wonderful if we were there right now. But unfortunately, we don't have the businesses willing to step out, with the exception of a scant few. And we don't have enough people together who are willing to actually make a stand on their behalf.
Certainly seems that way.
There's a lot of pressure involved in this, and it's not just coming from the government. There's also social pressure as well. And I think it's worth mentioning that one of our local restaurants here in the area, I won't say which one.
All the people who are putting social pressure on people, they're too afraid to socialize anyway.
Yeah.
Yep. They are. But nonetheless, people still feel that pressure, and they don't want to upset, especially a business owner in a small town, they don't want to upset, or a big city, they don't want to upset what they perceive as their customer base.
Right.
And if they feel like they're going to alienate their customer base, they won't do it. That's why you've got these restaurateurs in this article from Chicago saying, look over here, we're doing all this sanitizing. Look over here, we're doing the social distancing. Look at all the hoops that we're jumping through. We're making people wear masks. You got to get your temperature checked at the door. Here's all the hoops we're jumping through. See, we just want to open. Can't we just please open? We're willing to do everything you tell us. We just want to open. And they're doing that because maybe they believe it. Or maybe they don't really believe it, but they think their customers do.
Or and maybe so they've forgotten what America is about, because the British didn't give us our freedom. We took it.
No. Nope.
We took it by force.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can get freedom.
We saw today an example of how this system works, right? They went to a local guy who I won't say who it is, but it's a local favorite here of the activist community. He runs a restaurant here in town.
Okay.
And this person had not had any signage up in recent months. He did have it up for a couple weeks during the height of things several months ago, but there hasn't been any signage at this place for a while. The individual who runs the business is always there. It's him and his family. And he had not had a mask on until like a week ago. And then all of a sudden we noticed that he was putting on a mask when certain customers came through the door.
Oh, boy.
And now he's putting on a mask all the time. And what I heard today from one of our co-hosts, Chris, the Friday night co-host that
we have
here.
Let me guess. Did he get paid a visit by some agents of the government?
He was, yes. He was paid a visit by what Chris thought were cops, and they might as well have been, but they technically weren't cops. I spoke with the gentleman who owns the business today to find out what happened. It was the city health department who had come in. They slapped down a copy of the 2-page ordinance that the city council came out with in August that mandates masks inside and outside of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't give him anything else. They just gave him a stern talking to about, hey, you've got to follow this. It's for health. It's safety, blah, 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 protect customers, et cetera, et cetera. They didn't actually give him a notice. So there wasn't like a threat with his name on it.
Right.
So there's not an actual record of this happening. So if I were to ask the city for a list of businesses that they've given written notices to, this would not show up because it was just two agents coming in intimidating, saying, you got to put on a mask.
Isn't that how mafia works?
Yes.
That's exactly.
A couple of guys show up and, you know, they're all tough and muscle and they go, hey, you need to do this kind of a thing or else, buddy.
And you know what? It worked. He's wearing a mask.
855-450-3733. Is the government just a mafia? We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. government moves to regulate cryptocurrencies after the Attorney General publishes enforcement framework. $4.8 billion still missing from the Silk Road. Some of the oldest bitcoins were just moved. Is Satoshi Nakamoto back in the game? Publicly traded companies move more cash into Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can call, take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you want. It's Free Talk Live. We've been talking about some stuff tonight, and we'll continue with a bit of that, mostly about more lockdowns and how people are
handling it. It's getting worse.
And how people are just allowing it to happen. It seems that the folks in the quote-unquote freest nation in the world, which I don't believe it is,
not anymore.
Don't have balls. And, you know, most people aren't standing up to this because they just want to go along to get along.
Yep. So,
balls, said the queen. If I had them, I'd be king.
You've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or even stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Ian says that setting up a Divi masternode was super easy, and staking was even easier. We're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we think you'll be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. You need help? There's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. Ian, you said you had a little bit more on the Newark thing.
Yes, including a quote from the mayor.
Okay, we'll get back to that. But first, let's go to Penguin calling from Virginia. He's watching online. Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, howdy, guys. Hey. I just wanted to get your opinion on something. It's got heavy hitter libertarians on the panel tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So turtlenecks, yay or nay?
Like the sweaters?
I guess you'd call them a sweater. Yeah, turtleneck sweaters, turtleneck sweatshirt, yeah.
I don't have a whole lot of experience with them. I mean, they don't really attract me, especially if they're, like, made out of wool. Then they'd get really itchy.
Yeah, I don't really wear them. I used to wear, it was sort of a junior turtleneck. It wasn't the big fold-up sort of kind, but it was just a regular collar that raised up a little more. I used to wear one of those, but it ended up being a little itchy.
Nobody.
I would concern myself with clothes, but I'm paralyzed by not caring very much.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to get the best fashion sense out of this particular crew.
No, libertarians are not the guys you want to ask about clothes, really.
Yeah, I mean your shirt's pretty fashionable, man. I'm thinking it.
He said your shirt is fashionable. He's referring to the Hawaiian shirt.
Oh yeah, well I am a Hawaiian shirt enthusiast.
That's one of my favorite kind of shirts. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, they may become almost a uniform someday soon.
Okay.
I honestly hope so.
All right. Well,
thank you guys from the northern climates, giving your perspective.
Indeed. Thanks for the call, Penguin. All right.
All right then.
We take all types of callers here, you know. Take all types of callers.
It takes all kinds
of
critters to make Farmer Vincent's critters.
I don't think we're the best fashion advisors, but, you know, I mean, we'll give an opinion. Why not?
For what it's worth.
I imagine the fashion is getting to be, you know, wintry in the Northeast in parts like, say, Newark, for example.
I presume we're talking about a crackdown happening, more curfews. They're turning off restaurants after 8 p.m. for indoor dining, outdoor dining by 11 p.m.
Nobody gets hungry after 8 p.m.
Yes, I do. And there's nowhere to go.
You can still order takeout, maybe. It's not real clear. Like, maybe you have to stop the takeout at 8 or 11 o'clock. I'm not sure about that. But you won't be allowed to go into the restaurant to order the takeout. You have to call it in. But the other restrictions include gyms and health clubs have to close for a half hour every hour for sanitizing. The city will reassess the curfew and decide by November 10th whether to ease restrictions. Their mayor's name is Ross Baraka. Baraka says, quote, "This is not the first time COVID-19 has threatened our city and its residents at this magnitude, and once again we will..."
COVID-19 is not threatening anything. The government is.
Right. Indeed. But they try to paint it as though it's this sort of, you know, as Trump described it, the invisible enemy, right? This is the new
The enemy
thing.
Is very, very visible. They're just very well armed.
They are the individuals who call themselves government.
But it's interesting the propaganda that they are spewing here. So let me continue with Indeed. Quote. He says, just threatened our city and its residents at this magnitude, and once again we will meet this challenge with determination and guided by data. We are Newark strong and can get through this
is
together.
Is that like Boston strong?
It's exactly like that. Same thing, coming back again. In fact, I've seen a
strong smelling, maybe.
Didn't he get evicted?
Boston Strong was evicted via the fact he couldn't pay his mortgage. So he had his mortgage pulled out from under him there. Foreclosed, I guess would be the right word. We are Newark strong and can get through this together. We did it once before and we can do it again.
No, they didn't do it once before. What did they do once before?
They had an intense crackdown.
They did nothing for weeks.
What he's saying is they had an intense crackdown. They then let businesses open a little bit, and now they're cracking down again. So that's what he's saying. They're going to get through this again.
I just feel like these tyrants are toying with people. It's like, you ever have one of those cat toys with a string on the end of a stick, and you kind of like play, just keep it far enough away from the cat to make the cat continue to bounce up and down? That's what these politicians are doing to
regular people. Jump, monkey. All sports activities have been canceled. Open park practices, games, all canceled in the East Ward. All city employees are encouraged to be tested. Newark is discouraging all parties, indoor and outdoor festivals, and large family gatherings until further notice. Now, the word they use in Fox News is discouraging. I suspect it's not an actual discouragement, and it's actually a threat.
If you have a party, you'll be arrested. What means do these government agents, these individuals with badges and guns, use to discourage said gatherings?
Threats of violence, I suspect. And then finally, Dr. Mark Wade, the Director of Health and Community Wellness for the City of Newark, had this to say. Until and even after a vaccine is made available to every Newarker, the most potent...
What is this obsession with a vaccine?
It's not...
the common cold is a coronavirus, and they've been trying to come up with a vaccine for 100 years. And they haven't found one that works. So what makes them so certain
that there will ever be a vaccine?
The flu is also a coronavirus, and that comes every year, regardless of the vaccine.
They have to keep changing it. But he's not certain. He says until the vaccine is made available to every Newarker, the most potent immunization we will have available is a decision to take personal responsibility to obey and model the recommendations that keep us all safe. All of us will need each other to get through as individuals, but make sure you stay far away from those people you need.
I'll take my COVID now.
To get through as individuals, neighborhoods, communities, and a city, and to save the lives of those we love the most, each other.
We've got to work together, but stay far apart.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you had enough yet? 855-450-3733. Give us a call and tell us all about it here on Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up for you.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will host a small gathering at the White House Monday night in honor of Judge Amy Coney Barrett becoming a Supreme Court justice. According to reports, Justice Clarence Thomas will swear her in. President Trump wrapping up a very busy day of campaigning in the Keystone State. The president saying the upcoming election presents two different paths for the nation.
This election is a choice between a Trump super recovery
or a Biden super depression. And that's what you're going to have. You're going to have a depression if you go with this guy.
President Trump with three campaign stops in Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden held one in Chester, PA.
We're not putting on super spreaders. We are doing what we're doing here. Everybody's wearing a mask and trying as best we can to be socially distanced.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we'll know by early December if a coronavirus vaccine is safe and effective for widespread use. The coronavirus task force member telling the BBC a widespread vaccine will probably not be likely until later in 2021.
We will know whether a vaccine is safe and effective by the end of November, the beginning of December. The amount of doses that will be available in December will not certainly be enough to vaccinate everybody. You'll have to wait several months into 2021.
Scientists say the moon's shadowed, rigid nooks and crannies may hold frozen water in more places in larger quantities than previously suspected. Scientists releasing a pair of studies on Monday that say more than 15,000 square miles of lunar terrain can trap water in the form of ice. That's 20% more area than previously thought. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We're covering the continued castration of America. Oh, I mean the continued lockdowns that are occurring not only in America, but also elsewhere around the globe. And we'll talk more about that here in just a bit. But tonight in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE if you would like to call and talk about, well, anything. You can talk about what we're talking about or something else that you'd like to talk about. We had a call about our fashion sense earlier today. That was sort of out of the ordinary for us, so, but we'll take all callers. So, at any rate, NAPay 2.0 is here. And that means crypto payments are now faster than ever. And quite honestly, I've used AnyPay a whole bunch living here in the Keene area, and I get to use it at some businesses here in town.
I used it today.
And it is super fast.
I use it every day.
I used it for dinner on Sunday, and you were right. You said the notification on the customer's terminal comes in before the one on your phone does.
The payment notification.
Yeah. And what I really like is it gives the confetti, like, pay.
Yes, people love the confetti.
That's pretty awesome. But if you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be smooth. Mm-hmm. But some wallets aren't yet ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit anypayinc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0 and reach out to the wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect at anypayinc.com/upgrade. So it's really up to you, the wallet users, to let these wallet creators know that there is help for them to be integrated completely with AnyPay.
Market feedback is important, right? Because if all these guys do is just kind of talk to themselves about what sort of features to put in, they may never come across this. They need to hear from the users. And the same thing's true of this coronavirus crackdown. I'll give you the rest of the story from this owner of a business here in town who I had heard was approached by the police today. And I went in. I was actually planning on going anyway to get dinner at this place. And so I spoke to the owner, who is regularly the person that helps me anyway, so that wasn't unusual. And he's wearing a mask now, or he never had before, and he was spouting off about health and this and that as though he was just basically regurgitating what he was told by the agents who had come in. It turns out it wasn't cops, but it was actually the health inspector here in the city of Keene. And there were two guys who were sitting down. They had gotten their food before I'd even walked in, but they kind of had I didn't see any masks, like, on the table or anything like that, and they kind of had, like, you know, a good old boy look to them, right? A little redneck look to them. One guy had a camo hat on or whatever. Okay. And so I thought, you know, these guys might be on the good side of, you know, these guys might be anti-mask or in favor of freedom of choice, right?
Okay.
And so I was just talking with the owner of the business about, I mentioned to him, well, hey, just so you know, I'm suing the city of Keene. I'm one of three plaintiffs, including our very own Aria DeMezzo and the owner of the local Fa Keene Great restaurant in downtown Keene, suing the city of Keene over this particular ordinance that these men were threatening with him with. And he seemed surprised by that, and you know, gave him a little bit more information. And obviously he's not willing to come on board with the lawsuit.
Right.
And he actually made a statement similar to, you know, he can't make any waves, right? Because business owners don't want to make waves.
Right, they just want to do business.
That's right.
Their families, make money, and you know, go about their lives.
They want to make their customers happy. And they don't want to go up in a mega fight against the city. I'm like, well, that's okay. That's why I'm doing it. So I can be the bad guy. It's totally fine. I'm used to that role. And you know, I made some statement, and then he started talking to the other two guys, just kind of randomly started to tell them about what the city inspectors had told him. And one of the guys sort of looked up and apologized and said that they'd forgotten their masks. And I'm like, And so I just said, well, you know, it's BS anyway, right? I just kind of threw that into the conversation to the other two guys.
Okay.
And then they started to change how they were behaving. So before it was like they were just so sorry. And then the things that they started to say after that made it pretty clear that they thought it was also BS as well. So the situation went from the business owner sort of regurgitating the propaganda to his customers, which is what he's been told to do.
Right.
He was told by these agents that he's supposed to tell the customers that they need to have a mask. But the agents told him if the persons push back, if the customers say they don't want to wear it or they're getting angry or whatever, like they said to him, you can stop. You can just say, you know, tell them the one time and then back off. If they say they don't want to be messed with, then just leave them alone. Which is interesting because that's not the official policy of the city. The official policy is that the business owner must enforce or else they will be ticketed.
Yeah, I've left a local restaurant business because after the ordinance was passed, because I went in and they said, do you have a mask? I said, no. And they said, well, you have to have one. And I'm like, I used the medical exemption and they're like, that doesn't matter. You have to have. Yeah. And I said, okay, bye-bye. I turned around and walked out and they were like, well, all you have to do is blah, blah, blah.
No.
I'm like, nope.
See, you had your chance. Well, and that's what I mean. It's like you need to give these people some feedback. Not be mean to them.
Yeah.
But just to have that conversation openly in front of this business owner made him realize that the three people in his shop at that time were not interested in this mandate. And those two guys made it crystal clear. And I don't remember exactly what they said, but they made it crystal clear that they weren't interested in wearing masks. So just a little bit of feedback for these people to let them know, hey, not everybody is on this fear train, and not all of your customers want this stuff to happen.
I mean, I would think that most people don't want it.
I don't know.
But I don't know that that's true.
And how would we find out?
Yeah.
I know.
I think it would take many people seeing many people stand up against it.
Maybe you could do an anonymous phone poll something like that and ask people that way, because you wouldn't be able to ask them like a man on the street interview.
Right.
Because they're going to be afraid their neighbors are going to see them, especially in a town like Keene when, you know, the person walking behind you probably knows you.
Right.
Or knows somebody who knows you. Like,
right.
There's no more than one degree of separation in a town of 23,000.
That's a fact.
So, I don't know. I just wanted to get that feedback of what happened today.
It's disheartening to me that the state, or the city anyway, is sending health inspectors out. Right? These are government agents, and of course we know how government agents enforce their suggestions, and that is eventually with men with arms.
Right, and it hadn't gotten to this point yet with this particular owner. It was just them slapping down a copy, a lightly Xeroxed copy. It looked like it had been Xeroxed and Xeroxed over and over again. It lost several generations. But a weak Xeroxed copy of the city ordinance, not an official threatening letter, just two intimidating men and a copy of some paperwork that wasn't specifically targeted to this business owner in any sort of official way.
Yeah.
So they're just trying to see what they can do to get compliance, or as much compliance as they can have, because they don't want to have anyone breaking the sort of illusion of total compliance.
Yeah.
They can't have that.
It's the scene from every mafia movie you've ever witnessed, you know, where the talker guy comes in and he's got Guido and Anthony outside, you know, just looking intimidating.
Right.
He comes in, you know,
they got clubs.
Hey, Mr. Smith,
guns.
You know, where's my protection money? You got to go along. Otherwise, you know, you won't be protected. And he's like, protected from what? And they're like, protected from what we'll do to you if we don't comply.
Oh, whoops, did I break that flower pot over the well? It'd be a shame to see something happen to this store. It's a nice place you got here.
Here's a piece of paper with some stuff on it that you have to go along with. And, you know, I'm not saying we'll do anything to you, but what I am saying is the organization we work for will.
Yeah.
It's all BS, man. And the effect that all these lockdowns are having on businesses, particularly the small businesses, you can't even count how many small businesses have gone out of business because many of them, you know, either weren't licensed already or, you know, were barely licensed or counted as a small business. All the one-man operations or one-woman operations.
Winter hasn't even started yet. It's going to get worse.
And, yeah, it's definitely
the crackdowns are going to get worse.
Yeah.
And more businesses are going to close down.
And you know they're going to use flu season against everybody as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, best get prepared. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Everybody, the music you're hearing is by a band called
Rebel Inc.,
and that particular song is called Broken Man. It's got some great lyrics, like I think the words beat down by the government are contained in that one. We did a cover of that at Forkfest this past year. We'll tell you more about Forkfest a little bit later. But 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. You can give a call, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever you like. I'm the host tonight. I am the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me tonight,
I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
And we were continuing to talk about, well, lockdowns, government overreach, the fact that it appears that America is just going to take it, that much like the story we covered on Saturday, the balls of most people have been removed and don't exist, and they no longer know how to stand up for, well, themselves or their neighbors or their families or their businesses. And we'll talk more about that. Did you say you had some more?
I don't know. I mean, I've got all kinds of other things.
Well, we were talking about John McAfee a little bit. He had some fun stuff to say. But I know we mentioned before this last break the effect that all these lockdowns, the government overreach and the demands and the mandates statewide and other have had on businesses and, you know, the suffering that people have gone through, particularly small independent businesses.
Well, it's okay as long as you save one life.
Yeah,
you can destroy thousands of businesses, destroy thousands or millions of jobs, but as long as it saves one life, totally fine. The people actually seem to believe this.
Yeah, it's not really okay. I had an article from a news source that put up a paywall, so I went and got a different article about the same subject because screw the paywall. This is from altpress.com. As most of our listeners know, I spent a couple of decades playing music out in the Seattle, Washington area on the West Coast. And Well, a lot of my people, my musician friends and family and folks that I've spent a lot of time, you know, doing business with or otherwise partying and having fun, et cetera, and so on, are all suffering because nobody's on tour. There are no tours. No bands are on tour. Nobody's playing shows.
Why not an underground show? Why not rent a warehouse?
Well, those are happening.
I wish I'd thought of that.
Those are happening.
Those are happening, but you have to be in the special club.
You got to know who is doing it. They've got to give you an invite. You got to know where the location is. Yeah. It's probably announced shortly before the event, right? Like they're not promoting the location in advance.
Right. One of my favorite shows to play in Seattle was a charity event called the Porn Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And this was where musicians would get together with other musicians that were not in their band or bands and mm-hmm. just play a couple of covers, right? So you get a group of four or five people together. You decide on a couple covers to play. You get up, you play your two covers, you get off the stage, and you rotate through that all night for two nights in a row. And it would raise money for the local food bank as well as the local animal shelter every year.
Nice.
Not going to happen this year.
It didn't happen. Huh?
Well, it's supposed to happen the first week of December.
Canceled.
Yeah.
Couldn't find a venue.
I imagine that that's not happening.
Okay, but where are the what are you hearing about the warehouse events? Like, what's the skinny on this?
Oh, well, not really warehouse events, but it's more like somebody's house out in the sticks. They got a basement.
In a garage or something.
Yeah,
like that.
That kind of a thing, or in a basement.
How many people are going to these things? 10, 20?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's not like 40? they're having 100 people ragers in their basement.
Has anyone?
Yeah. Seems like with all these closed restaurants, there's got to be a landlord out there in need of some money. If you're such a landlord and you're in Keene, send an email to electnobody.com.
Well, the odds that one of those people are listening, you never know, I suppose. But so, I mean, have any of these parties been broken up?
I'm not aware of any that have been broken up, but
is
certainly a risk that they are taking by holding these gatherings, right?
Another risk
is the
social ostracism. Has there been pushback within, like, the rest of the rock community of, like, you shouldn't be having those underground parties? Shame on you!
Pushback, it's not the rock community, because rock and roll fights back.
Do they?
That's what it's about!
I'm not seeing a lot of it. I'm seeing more compliance. I'm seeing more people are like, gosh, I really miss live music. I can't wait till this is all over so we can play shows again.
Well, remember, I think it was you guys that were on the show and we pulled up Dee Snider from, was it Twisted Sister?
Yeah.
We're not going to take it.
No,
he literally put a mask on and dressing like
it.
Uncle Sam.
Well, that's why The Who said, I hope I die before I get old.
I'm just saying that to counter what you're saying about the rock community. They've sold out. It's over.
Well, some of them sold out. Some of them sell out every year, and the rest of us keep going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there are exceptions. Van Morrison, of course, is a performer who
has spoken out very loudly.
He's taken heat as a result of that, and that's what a lot of these people don't want to take. Whether it be the local business owner who doesn't want to take heat from their mask-wearing, mask-obedient customers, or the performance artists who don't want to take heat on Twitter or other, Rolling Stone attacking Van Morrison. You know, they don't want to take that kind of heat, so they'll just lay low.
I was lamenting last night, actually, after dinner, went and hung out with some folks. You were there,
mm-hmm.
But after you had left, I kind of went on a rant about how disappointed I am in rock and roll, heavy metal, and punk rock. Right?
Yeah.
These are supposed to be the rebels of, the art community, right?
Mm-hmm.
The people who are anti and always against stuff and who point out the ridiculousness of what's going on with society. And all of them, to as near as I can tell, are just going, well,
okay.
I guess we'll have to figure out. I guess we'll just go record now.
Let's go to the drive-in show.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So with all of the rock and roll people, whether they're signed and famous or not, or they're just, in a local band or a garage band, every musician I know has been to Guitar Center.
Yeah, sure.
They are the nation's largest musical instrument retailer, period, bar none. Well, it looks like...
Or are they?
Looks like they're preparing to file for bankruptcy.
Wow.
According to the new report, the company is possibly preparing to file for bankruptcy as early as late November of 2020, so in a month.
Now, is this a reorganization kind of bankruptcy?
It appears to be, but let's find out. Obviously, this year has been hard on everyone for a number of different reasons. In particular, retailers have faced various setbacks and financial problems due to, this says, the coronavirus pandemic. We all know it's because government is greedy with their power.
Yeah.
Over the past few months, Pier 1 Imports, J. Crew, True Religion, and JCPenney are just a few retailers who have either been sold to other companies or filed for bankruptcy. Now, it looks like Guitar Center may be joining the ever-growing list. According to the New York Times, Guitar Center failed to pay an interest payment of roughly $45 million earlier this month.
Oof. That'll do it.
Wow.
Currently, the retailer has a 30-day grace period to make the payment, or it could end in default, resulting in bankruptcy.
If they don't have it now, they're not going to have it in 30 days. I mean, look, Black Friday is coming up, and we report on it every year here on Free Talk Live, and it is going to be very different this year, if even stores have it.
I think, how is Black Friday even going to happen?
It's probably not. Or it will be highly restricted.
Yeah. Guitar Center may be America's largest instrument retailer, but that hasn't stopped its growing financial problems in 2020. The report further says that Guitar Center has reached out to creditors to discuss its options, which could involve filing for bankruptcy by the end of the year. If the company does so, Guitar Center hopes to recover financially in early 2020.
Right. The only way that's going to happen is if people are able to do musical things,
right.
You know, have performances and have reasons to go and buy new instruments and guitar
strings.
Guess
what? If I can't go play gigs, my gear's not going to break down. I'm not going to go through strings. I'm not going to need new equipment. I don't need new cables. I don't need a new rig. I don't need, you know, all of these things don't happen.
Right.
And so,
I mean, guitar lessons probably aren't even happening either unless it's online.
Yeah, virtual guitar lessons are happening.
Can you imagine, though? I mean, look, I'm not a guitarist. I did one brief class at a summer camp a long time ago.
Yeah.
But whether it's guitar lessons or yoga or, you know, whatever we're talking about, and Mark, our co-host, does jujitsu, whatever it is, having a human being there to show you the proper form is irreplaceable. You aren't going to get showing somebody how, oh, no, your fingers aren't on the right frets, you know, no, put them here, right? Oh, no, Jimmy, you know, from 1,000 miles away or 60 miles away trying to give the same instructions to somebody, it's not going to be the same experience. It won't be as effective, and it certainly will not be worth as much money.
It's not, I mean, these types of things exist, right? Online guitar courses, and, you know, you can download videos of how to learn guitar, and you can learn tablature.
And there's a place for that.
And there's a place for that, but you're right, nothing replaces having an actual instructor there,
a pro,
to tailor to your needs as the musical student.
Yeah.
So, it's just like anything else, any other industry, any other business, you will need that. 855-450-3733. Who's going to go out of business next? More Free Talk Live coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.